Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we are going to actually focus on our youth. But as I was studying and praying unto God and just thinking and listening to the revelation of God, we are going to focus on the safety of our youth. But the Lord wants to take us in another direction, and any time the Lord wants to take us in another direction, we must go. And so therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of Miss Karen Shoel's songs so that we can think about our day and think about things and meditate and get into the presence of God. Then, of course, we're going to pray, and then we're going to go into scripture or psalm. Then after which, I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me. As I said before, we are going to talk about the safety of our children in relation to the community. And Bible verses may come up, and we will discuss that. But the Lord also wants us to focus on the concept of life. And what he's saying today or tonight, we as people of God and those who are seeking God and those who have left God must come unto him again. We must submit ourselves unto him. We must seek God because we never know the day nor the hour. He says, be ye ready at all times. And so therefore, tonight, we're going to hear revelation from God. We're going to talk about the safety of our children, but we're also going to talk about the safety of Christians and believers and how God want us to seek him and God want us to begin to find him and get into the word of God. It's very important. I can't stress it enough that we must find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must seek him. This is not a commercial. This is not a cliche. It's not a fairy tale. It's not anything make-believe. I plead with you that you must find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I also plead with you that we begin to pray one for another. We begin to love better and harder than we've ever loved before. And we begin to take life serious, and we begin to take relationships seriously, and we begin to take God seriously. Christianity is a serious partnership with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with our Father in heaven. And so today is going to be very intense, as in I don't know what the Lord is going to give me to say. I have no idea. But one thing I do know is that the Lord wants us to, he said, change directions. And in doing so, we must follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. But what I want you to do, when we listen to these songs and these songs minister unto us, I really want to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is not something that is too churchy. It's not something that we're trying to force God on you or force the word. This is from the revelation of God. God says it's time for us to get serious. He said it's time for us to seek him. It's time for us to live each day of our lives with value. Right? It's time for us to do that. And so before we go any further, before we pray, before we read Psalms or scripture, I really want you to listen to this particular song, I Can Only Imagine. And when you listen to this particular song, I Can Only Imagine, I want you to get into the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to imagine yourself telling Jesus about all of your troubles and trying to make amends with God. You know, if we have gone astray or if we've done something that we shouldn't have done, just try to get it right with God. I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And with ministry, it's all about saving souls. It's all about saving souls. It's about bringing people to Christ so that we can live a better life and a more productive life. But I'm really stressing the importance of having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I don't just get on air to hear myself speak, but we are under the guidance and the authorization of God to say that we all must find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So without further ado, I want to play Miss Karen Shoel. And this particular song, as I said before, is entitled I Can Only Imagine.
The day is coming when I shall see my Jesus face to face. The day I've waited for all my life. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah. Can you only imagine?
I love you, Jesus.
To be surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, and all of you, these things. Will I stand in your presence to my knees? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can only imagine. Ooh, yeah.
I pray to Jesus for all that you've done. You know, the Bible tells me that in heaven, the streets are paved with gold, and that the walls are made of jasper. That's sort of like a diamond. I have no doubt that all those things will be beautiful, but that's not what I'm longing for. The first face that I want to see is the one who died for me. The one who made it all possible for me to even get there. It's all about you, Jesus. You see, when I was a little girl, I used to sit on the steps at my grandmother's house. We called her Gamma. And she would be cooking that hot water cornbread and those greens. Ooh, man, I can still smell those greens cooking. She would be singing this song about she was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. And she would just be praying for all of us. And I'd just sit there and giggle. I didn't understand. I didn't know what all that was about. And then my cousins and I, we would all get ready and go to church. Man, we'd be there all day long. My grandfather was the pastor. Man, could he preach. I used to watch my elders. Oh, they would be dancing and singing and talking in this funny language. And I would just be sitting there amazed. I didn't understand all that back then. I just knew that they were having a really good time. Man, hats would be flying, and the next thing I know, they'd pull out these fans and they'd be fanning each other. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I was just a child. I couldn't understand what was going on. But oh,
I know now. I thank you, Jesus, that you brought me into the knowledge of your saving grace so that I can tell others about you. You see, I don't have any fear of dying because I know that my Redeemer lives. And for those of you out there who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know what you're missing. I want you to come to know him as I've come to know him. I want you to know about his grace and his wonderful love, but most of all about his mercy, how loving and kind and forgiving he really is. I adore you. If you don't know him, it's time that you come to know him before it's too late. You don't know when you're going to leave off of this earth. Don't take any chances. It's time for you to come to Jesus. He's calling out your name. He loves you, and he wants you to go to heaven. Can you only imagine?
I can only imagine. We're going to go ahead and we're going to pray, and then we're going to read our scripture, which will come from Matthew 21 and 22. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way, Lord. Lord, we come to you, Heavenly Father, as empty cups ready to be filled. We come to you as wordless people ready for the revelation of God, ready for the outpouring of your anointing. We ask that each word that is spoken on the Love of Jesus ministry be of you and will help edify the people of God and will help magnify who you are. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you decrease us to zero and increase you to greatness. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to be the God who you have been in our lives, Lord. We ask and we say a special prayer for those who are grieving for the loss of a loved one or loved ones. We ask for their continued strength, Lord, and we know that in spite of everything, Lord, you always know what's best and you never make a mistake. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us and protecting us, Heavenly Father, and even those who fell short today or those who didn't make it to the next hour, Lord, we know that you are in full control. We know and trust and believe in you, Lord, and we have faith in you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to keep our youth safe, Lord, as they travel up and down these streets, Lord, as they go different places. We're asking, would you help them to remain innocent, and would you place angels around them and place your covering around them where they will be safe, Heavenly Father. The name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry to be able to give the word of God and to be able to uplift people and empower people to go and seek you. We ask that you would be discovered or known with this ministry, Lord, and we ask that you will continue to pour down your blessings and know that we are available to spread your word, Lord, and we are available to bring souls unto you through the word of God. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to remain in character and help us to be emulate who you are and help us to display who you are through our everyday dealings with people, and not only people but the places that we go, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus as we begin to go into this ministry, would you continue to bless those who are saddened, Lord, because there is a spirit of sadness and camped around the people, Heavenly Father, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you just be a comforter, Elohim, El Shaddai, Yahweh, to the people, Heavenly Father, who needs you, and that is everyone, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are depressed, those who are not feeling well, those who are ill, those who are going through different changes and stages in life. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless this ministry as we said before, to empower the people to remove the shackles of depression, the shackles that are holding us, and which you give us or grant us the key to open up the windows of heaven, where you shall pour out a blessing and we will not have room to receive, Lord. We ask whether this day was a victory or whether it was a defeat or whether it was sadness for individuals, which you just keep us and help us to know that this is the day that you made and we shall rejoice in spite of and be glad in it. We ask in the name of Jesus, which you help us to become closer unto you, would you help us to draw closer unto you and to continue to depend and lean on you for decisions we make, for different things, opportunities, for doors that open. Would you just grant us the keys to the doors that you would like for us to enter and throw away the keys that are not good for us. We ask in the name of Jesus, as we connect with people, would you connect with those who love you as much as we do, and help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to display professionalism, not only in the Spirit of God, but professionalism in the Word of God. Help the Word of God to go forth in a way where the people will understand and in a way that is acceptable and pleasing unto your sight. Now, Lord, as we go into the revelation of God and we listen to you, Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to just do your holy and righteous will. Would you help us and give us your word? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I want to read a scripture, and it's Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I have read to you Matthew 21:22. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want to go into our topic today. We're going to start with phase one, which deals with our youth. And what I want to say and what the Lord is revealing is that we should always know where our youth are. We should always know where our children are. I've read several articles in the recent weeks in which a child was outside and or a child was going over a relative's house, or a student or a child was on his or her way to school and something happened. And the Lord says that if we are to be shepherds, we are to lead our sheep. That means that our sheep should not be unsupervised. That means that our sheep should be with us as much as possible. We know that there are certain instances, such as when they go off to school or other places, in which we have to leave them in the care of others. But the Lord says that we are the shepherds and our children are the sheep, just as he is our shepherd and we are the sheep. Now, I want to take you to this place that the Lord is showing me. The Lord says that what if for some reason you wanted to follow him, meaning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he went off and left you? How would you feel? Or what if you believed in God and prayed unto God and you asked God to walk with you in the valley or in your valley moments, and the Lord decided to take a nap? How would you feel? The Lord is saying the same thing about our biggest investment, which is our children. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not telling you how to raise your child or children. We're telling you the Word of God, the revelation of God. And the reason why we say these things is because there's always a purpose. Mm-hmm. There's always a purpose. When your children, first of all, are outside playing, you should have some type of bird's eye view or a listening ear. When they are getting ready to go to a relative's house, whether it's a block away, 2 blocks away, 3 blocks away, you should still have eyes watching them. It's very important. When your students, and this is nationwide, is getting ready to catch the bus, they're getting ready to go to school, And especially if they're young, meaning that if they're in the elementary grades, the junior high grades, right, and they have to cross a busy street, the Lord says we need to be their shepherds and guide them. It doesn't matter that they've been crossing that same highway for 10 years or for 8 years or for 5 years. And it doesn't matter that you're sending someone who's older with them. The Lord says you are the shepherd. And it is our responsibility to make sure that they get to the place or places safely. And when we talk about children in the roads trying to make it to school, right, we're talking about highways, we're talking about streets. Who's to say that somebody isn't driving crazy? Who's to say that, you know, something may not happen? We don't have any say-so over vehicles because those are things. But God says you do have a say-so over your efforts. You do have a say-so over being the shepherd for the sheep. See, sometimes as the Lord reveals to us, we expect God to lead and guide us. That is our prayer. That is my prayer personally. The Lord says, but we have to lead and guide the children. And we can't do that if we're allowing them to go places unsupervised, right? Whether it's down the street riding a bicycle or if it's on the highway trying to make it to school. We can't allow them to go places unsupervised and expect them to be safe, because you never know what or who path. And the Lord says, he takes me back to someone named, and I continue to say Saul, or I continue to say Paul, when he was on that Damascus road and he was an angry man. God says he was an angry man and he was persecuting the church. He didn't bother anybody, but he was an angry man. And you never know what angry people will do. And so the Lord says that you can't control the environment, but you can control your sheep. That's what the Lord said. He says, there's a lot of things in the world, right? There's a lot of evil going on in the world. Ask Adam and Eve about the snake. The Lord said, there's a lot of evil going on in the world. He said, but what you can control is your sheep. The Lord says when he left Adam and Eve, he said they were adults. But you saw, as the Lord is revealing, that they even made some mistakes when the Lord was away from them. They was even enticed by the snake, and the Lord specifically told them not to eat of the fruit. So can you imagine leaving a child unsupervised? What may or may not happen? You never know what's out there. You can't control people who's out there. You can't control different things in the environment, but you can control the sheep. And that's what the Lord is saying today. We have to make sure our children are safe. And it's not the fact that you keep them in the house all the time or that you don't let them go places, but make sure that there is a reliable shepherd who is supervising your child or children. True story. You know, so a parent goes off to work and she leaves her baby, 5-month-old baby, with her boyfriend, right? And she comes back to find her baby abused and beat up, and her baby passed away. True story. Not to scare anybody, it's a true story. Okay? You never know about people. But God is charging us to be shepherds to our children, or to the sheep. Is a very important. I cannot stress it enough. As I said before, you cannot depend on the world to take care of our children. You have to make sure that the person or persons you leave your child with is a reliable person who would not hurt, harm, or put your child in danger. So when you send your kids off unsupervised, whether it's, as I said before, down the street, across the street, you don't have the authority to keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. When you send them to school, when it's still dark outside, and they have to cross a highway or a street, that's not being a shepherd. But you want to sleep late. I understand that. But we have sheep who are roaming out, and they're going places, and it's people who are evil in the world, so somebody has to be over the sheep. Who's going to be over the sheep if everybody's asleep? So it's very important that we keep our children safe. Children, on the other hand, it's very important that you honor your mothers and fathers. When they tell you you can't go somewhere, don't sneak out the window. When they tell you that you need to be over Sally's house and you go over Jane's house, you're being disobedient and you're getting out of the ark of safety. That's a safety issue. So we need to make sure that we are being shepherds for our sheep. It's very important. If your sheep, which are your children, our children, have to cross a busy highway, our shepherd needs to be crossing that same highway. The Lord says when he had his disciples who were grown men, strong, able-bodied men, he said he never put them in a position where they were alone. He said he was walking with them. He never, when the Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace, the Lord says, you're not going by yourself. I'm going in there with you. The Lord is telling us, stop leading from the rear and come up front and be a shepherd for our children. These are our children, whether they're birth children or whether they're adopted children, they belong to you. They belong to us. Okay? We understand that people want to get extra sleep. That's fine. But get extra sleep after you lead your sheep to the place they need to be. It's very simple, and that's what the Lord is saying. The Lord says we must be shepherds for our sheep. Some people say, well, I'm the only shepherd. That's fine. Be a good shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he had all 12 disciples, it was just him. He would confer with his Father, but it was just him. So the Lord says there's no excuse. We have to be shepherds for our sheep, period, point blank. We cannot depend on the world to raise our kids. We can't do it. So the main point that I want you to understand about the safety of children is, do you know where they are? Do you know where they are? Are you calling around trying to find them at 8 and 9 o'clock at night? If that's the case, something needs to change. The Lord says we need to have a paradigm shift. Something needs to change. You need to know where your child is or children at all times. Number two, when they are getting ready to go to a place, whether it's church, whether it's a skate ring, the mall, wherever they're going, you need to know where they are, who they're with, and pretty much you probably need to take them. Unless they're in high school and they're with friends, but you still need to know where they are. Okay? And then finally, when we talk about the safety of children or youth, we need to make sure, as I said before, that we're guiding them. And as I said, imagine that if we ask God or pray to God to walk with us, to help us through a storm, and he left, will we make it through that storm? And the answer is no, because anytime we take our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ out, we're not going to make it. That's simple. Okay? So the Lord is saying, with the safety of our children, we need to be the sheep. We need to be the shepherd. And we need to lead our children to the places that they should go. Whether they're going down the street to grandma's house, whoever's house, or papa's house, or the aunt or uncle's house, cousin's house, friend's house, you need to lead and guide them down there. Okay? So we talked about the safety of our children. Now let's talk about, as the Lord reveals, let's talk about the safety of our faith. I want you to write that down. The safety. The Lord says that sometimes we have faith, but our faith diminishes when we begin to listen to negative people. Our faith diminishes when we begin to let go of hope. And our faith diminishes when we stop praying. Okay? I'm going to give you a scenario that the Lord is giving me right now. You've been praying for a breakthrough, whatever breakthrough it is. for 2 months. The Lord has not spoken to you. The Lord has not said anything to you. And you're going through the trials of life, okay? There seems to be several storms that's just hitting you, and we're talking about the storms of life, right? And people around you are saying, why do you even go to church? Why are you even reading your Bible? Don't you see that you're still in the same mess you was in? Nothing's changed. And then you think about it, and you start replaying all those negative phrases in your mind before you go to sleep at night. And then before long, you stop talking to God because now you're upset with God because he hasn't answered your prayers. And the Lord says the reason why a lot of people lose the safety of their faith is because they're not holding on tight enough. How simple does that sound? When we talk about holding on tight to our faith, when those negative people come to you and tell you, look at you, you're still going through the storm of life. The Lord has not spoken to you in a month. You tell them, I believe the Lord is working it out. And then you tell them, depart from me until you can say something positive. Because when the Lord is not responding, right, when the Lord seems like he's further away, the Lord is working out your problem. So that when you come to that problem or when that day comes, everything will be fixed. The Lord doesn't want you to worry about it. He says, that's why he says, take all of your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. So when you take your problem, when we take our problems to the Lord, we must also walk in faith. Because when we take our burdens to the Lord, we're going to leave them on the Lord's shoulder. And the only thing that we're going to have left when we come back is our faith. But if we don't take our faith with us, as the Lord is showing, if we do not take our faith with us, when we go to that altar, when we go to our secret closet, or when we pray unto God, if we don't take faith with us, how can we come back with faith? And that's the question. When you don't take faith to the altar with you, when you take your problems, how are you going to be able to come back to your situation without faith? And this is what happens many times in churches. The calls, altar prayer. People come up there. The pastor prays for everybody up there. He may even anoint, or she may even anoint some of the people up there and touch them. But if you do not bring your faith, if you bring just you and you bring your burdens, you're not going back to that pew or you're not going back home with anything. You have to hold on to your faith. You have to take the negative people to God. You have to take your hopeless situations to God. And you have to take your faith with all of that baggage that you're carrying. The Lord says, pack your faith. He says, when you go on trips, he says, pack your faith and see what happens. He says, when you wake up in the morning, put on your faith. When you begin walking, put on your faith shoes. When you're dealing with people, he says, put on your faith attitude. But see, a lot of us go out, we leave out of the house, and we forget to take our faith. And I'm guilty of it, and it's, many of you are guilty of it as well. The Lord is speaking. I didn't know that. The Lord says, if you want a prayer answered, and this is the key, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the altar, if the pastor calls you up or calls the congregation up to the altar, or you go up to the altar because the Spirit touched you or because God touched you, the Lord says you must bring your faith when you're bringing your burdens. You must bring your faith because the Lord requires that we come unto him with the faith of a mustard seed. We may be packing tons of burdens, but the Lord says somewhere in our baggage, we need to have a little faith in him. Because if we have the faith in God, he is able to remove those mountains. Okay? So we have to have faith in God. And God says you must take your faith to the altar. And you must guard your faith because people will take it. People don't have to steal your faith anymore. People will come up and take your faith with negative words. They will come up and take your faith with hopeless situations. And as the Lord is speaking, I want you to look at, when we think about our children, look at Matthew 18 and 10. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Psalm 127 and 3, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. The Lord takes great investment in our children. And the Lord is showing me, if your child is having difficulties in school, whether it's behavior, whether it's grades, whether it's rebelliousness, he said, you bring them unto him, but don't forget to bring your faith. And God says you can turn around any bad seed, because we do have some bad seeds. We really do. And God says you're going to have to uplift that dirt, and you're going to have to turn it around. But he says when you bring your child, when you bring your problems unto the Lord, he says you must bring your faith. Because when we take our children to the Lord and we ask the Lord to rearrange some things in their lives where they can have a stable life, when we do that, then we leave those worries to God. And God says you go back and you continue to hold on to your faith, knowing that since you took your child or children to the Lord, that God is working it out. But if you take your children unto the Lord, right, and you ask the Lord, I need you to fix my child or children, and you walk back without faith, you're going to keep looking back. Because you don't have faith in God instead of moving forward because of your faith. The Lord says you need to move, we need to move forward because of faith and stop looking back, seeing what the Lord is going to do. The Lord says once you bring your burdens unto the Lord and leave them there, whatever it is, somebody's treating you bad, you're having difficulties with things. Right? You're going through the storm. The Lord says, bring all that. He says, bring it, but you must pack your faith somewhere. You will have to make room for your faith. And that way you won't have to look over your shoulders and look back to see if God is working it out. He said, because after you leave all that and after you take your faith with you, you are facing forward. Notice that when you take things to the altar, you turn around and you start moving forward. Right? When you take your things to the altar, at church, you don't keep going, right? You take them to the altar, and either you go back to the choir stand or you go back towards the exit door. And the Lord says that even if you go behind, right, him after you've taken whatever it is to the Lord, he says you're still going to have to come back out the exit door, which means that you're going to have to pass by him again. No one comes into the Father but by me, right? So either way you go, you're going to have to take faith with you. So that way when you leave, you won't have to look back and wonder, is God going to do something about it? You have to take your faith. It's very important. That's what the Lord is speaking now. He said it's very important that we maintain and keep our faith safe, keep it from people who are going to try to kill our faith, people who are going to keep reminding us of hopeless situations. You have to take care of your faith, all right? The next thing the Lord reveals, the Lord wants us to come unto him. And this goes with bringing our burdens unto the Lord. But what many times is the Lord is revealing that when we come unto the Lord, when we come unto him, we come because somebody told us to come. The pastor called you up for altar prayer, so you're going to come to the Lord. Something happened that was unfavorable, so you come to the Lord. You know, whatever the case may be, the Lord says he needs us to come to him on a daily basis because he has to renew us on a daily basis. He says just like we wash and cleanse our bodies on a daily basis, he needs us to come to him as often as possible so that we can receive renewal. When you receive renewal, then we're forgetting about those old things and pressing towards the mark of our highest calling. We're pressing towards the mark. The Lord says we're looking back too much of our past. We're looking at our past. You know, we've taken our burdens to the Lord, and some of us are going back to get them again. Or we're taking our burdens to the Lord, and we keep looking back as if we don't trust God. God says that you have to have faith, and you have to hold on to that faith and keep moving forward and know that he's working it out. Okay? So the Lord wants us to come to him on a daily basis for renewal. And he says you can come in as many times as you want. We can come as many times as we want to him. That's through studying and reading the word, and that's to just coming to him, speaking to him. If something's not going right, speak to God about it. Because God will always allow you to go through the process, whatever that is, in a godly way. Okay? So the Lord wants us to come unto him on a daily basis. He doesn't just want to see us when things are unfavorable or something happens. He don't just want to see us when the pastor tells us to come to the altar. He says, I need you to come to me when you're at home. I need you to come to me when you're going through the storms of life. I need you to come to me when I'm blessing you. The Lord want to see us more often. It's kind of like, you know, we don't want to just go to someone when we need something. We want to go to someone because we truly care about them. Right? We truly care about them. And that's what God wants. That's the type of relationship God wants with us. Because he says we need to not only keep our faith safe, he said, but we need renewal on a daily basis because so much happens. So much happens in this world. And so we need renewal. I want to share this with you as the Lord is revealing this to me as we're transitioning to our next phase. The Lord says that we need to get to know him. It doesn't matter whether you believe that God woke you up this morning or whether you don't. The fact is you need to know who God is. It's one thing to listen to a radio personality or listen to your pastor, evangelist, bishop, speak about God. But God says sometimes you need to come to him alone, and you need to know who he is, and you need to know what he can do in your life. A lot of us are missing different puzzle pieces in our lives because we refuse to allow the Lord to be the Lord in our lives. We run from the Lord, and we shun from the Lord, and we call it, we say, this is really too churchy, right? And so the Lord is saying, since we do not know the day nor the hour in which he shall come again, he says that we must, it is very important that we begin to seek his face, to seek who he is. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It's very important in the mornings before you go out that you pray that the Lord be a fence around you, that he be a fence around your kids, your family, he be a fence around you. It's very important. I can't stress how important it is that we pray for our kids before they go to school. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or not. You need to pray for that child and cover that child. The Lord says we have to protect our children. He says pray for them. Pray for them. A lot of kids all over this world is going through a lot. You have kids who are 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 who are depressed. They shouldn't be thinking about anything but having fun and going to school. That's it. We have 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds who are exposed to grown-up activities, grown-up things, who are being murdered and killed. They shouldn't even be out exposed like that to the evilness of the world. We have to do better as shepherds, ladies and gentlemen. We have to do better. The Lord, I can't stress this enough, and I'm glad I have this platform because I can talk about Jesus all day and all night. But it's very important that we take parenting and we take dealing with children and we take investing in children and raising children seriously. It's very important that we continue to be the shepherds in their lives. It's very important that we seek and know their well-being. A lot of our kids around the world are depressed. They're going through things at home that they should never even be exposed to. let the children, let the youth, the young adults, be that until they become grown. It's very important. And the Lord says that they too must have a safe place. They must have a place, which really means a person, because the Lord says that we are the church. And it doesn't mean go around preaching to people, and it doesn't mean that. It means exemplifying a listening ear and coming up with a solution to the problem. The Lord says we are. He says they must have a place of refuge to go. He's speaking about children. He's speaking about young adults. He's speaking about those who are going through abuse. He's speaking about those who are depressed. They must have a place. See, we're not in tune enough to know about our sheep. We only know about them because we brought them in the world or we're taking care of them. But the Lord says we must dig deeper. And he says that's what happens to the relationship we have with him. We hear about God because we go to church or because we listen to someone talk about God, but we really don't know who he is. We really don't know the magnitude in which he can bless us and he can bring us out of situations. Why? Because we don't sit down and talk to him. Why don't you know that your child is depressed? Because you haven't sat down and talked to them. They go in the house, they close the door, and that's it. Sometimes you're going to have to open that door and go in there and talk to them. Sometimes you're going to have to open that door, go in there and hug them, and tell them everything's going to be fine. That's what shepherds do for their sheep. They keep them together. And God has said we must keep our children's mind and their bodies together. We don't want their mind displaced in a storm. And they're walking around in that storm and we have no idea because we haven't took the time to be that place of refuge for them. And a place of refuge, ladies and gentlemen, is not a place that you're thinking about. A place of refuge is us because we're supposed to be the church. Our bodies are the temple. And that's what God is saying. It's way too much that's happening to our children. And I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't make me happy when I read about a five-year-old being taken advantage of by a grown person. It doesn't make me happy when I read about a student who was depressed and took his own life. It doesn't make me happy about young people who are killing each other. It doesn't make me happy when I see or hear about kids trying to cross busy highways and there's no shepherd because they're asleep. It doesn't make me happy. Things are going on that could be prevented when lives are being lost, when people are being careless and getting on the roads and know they're not supposed to be on the roads. It doesn't make me happy, and it doesn't make God happy either. And there has to be a breaking point. We have to be the shepherds. When you make a decision to take care of a child, or when you make a decision to have a child, that is a huge responsibility. And as I said before, it's more than pushing them off on someone. It's more than feeling great. It's more than all that. You have to keep that child stable. They have to have a stable life. And when you find out or you figure out you can't do it, maybe they need to go to someone who can give them a stable life. And so what God is saying today, as I begin to close and wrap up, is that we have to provide our children with a stable life, whatever that means. And a stable life means that they're able to be children. Their only job should be going to school and having fun. And, of course, being obedient. That's stability. They shouldn't have to worry about anything. They're children, for crying out loud. They shouldn't know what depression is. They shouldn't know what suicide is. it's time that we become the shepherds. It's time that we lead our sheep. It's time that we make sure they're safe, praying over our sheep, because you're going to have several sheep who's going to disperse, because that's life. They're going to have to go to school without you. They're going to have to go, maybe they want to go to the mall with their friends. We're talking about the older kids. They're going to have to go to some games. But as a shepherd, you still have the power to pray over them before they go out, because you don't know what's out there. You have no idea, no clue what's out there. And the expectation is to see them when they come from that place, but we don't know. So that's why it's so important to pray that the Lord covers our children, cover your child or children when they go out to whatever place, wherever they go. They're going to church, you need to pray for them. They're going to school, you need to pray for them. Wherever they go, we need to pray for them. But we have to do a better job, as God is revealing, of being shepherds. We just do. And we have to make sure we're training them up right. If they're doing something wrong, we need to let them know that. It's very important, because we're training them to be young men and women who are productive, who are honest, and most of all, we're trying to raise Titus to men and women. So this is very important. It's a very important topic, and that's what the Lord is saying. And finally, the Lord says, when you go up to the altar, because a lot of people are carrying a lot of things, there's something that each person can let go of. And the Lord says, when you come unto him, whether you come tonight, whether you come on a Sunday, Lord says, don't forget your faith. You can bring as many burdens as you want to the Lord and leave them there. He says, but you're going to always be looking back because you lack faith. See, the pastors need to tell all of the sheep that when they come up, they must come up with faith, believing that something's going to happen. Because they're bringing their burdens. Lord reveals it. He says, I see your burdens. I see what you're going through. I see the storms. But you keep looking back. You keep going to your friend, talking about it, complaining, instead of moving forward and trusting in God, knowing that he's going to take care of it. So the key, ladies and gentlemen, to letting go of all that luggage is to take your faith. The Lord is showing me an airport. Amen. He says, you know, on most planes, he says, you are able to take a free, you know, a bag. He said, but then you have to pay. He says you have to pay for additional bags. And the Lord says that is kind of like when we come unto him. The Lord says that is when we bring all of our burdens, he says, everything is in one particular bag. He says, but our faith should be in another bag, because we're giving, or we're checking in, right? We're checking in all of our burdens, right? He said, but your carry-on, amen, bag. You know, he said, you don't have to pay for faith, amen. He said, but there is a price we pay when we carry burdens, right? That's a price. It's stress, depression. It may cost our lives because we're carrying all those. He said, but when you carry faith, he said, that's a carry-on bag. He said, you take faith with you everywhere you go, and you don't have to pay for it. It's free. It's just like salvation is free. So God says that the next time you go to an airport, right? He says, all of that, anything that weighs you down, that is too big, he says, you check it in. And you're going to have to pay $50, $20, how much ever it is. I believe it's, last time I checked, it was like $35, maybe, right? Depending on who you fly with. He said, check all that in. He said, but your carry-on, right, should be faith. And guess what? even with the carry-on, it has to be a small bag. And the Lord said, that's all he's asking for. He's asking for just a little faith. You don't have to have something gigantic. That's why it's called a carry-on. He says, you just need a little faith. Faith of a mustard seed. That's all he's asking. When you bring your burdens unto him, he said, because when you leave, when you get on that plane to go to your destination, to walk in the will of God, or when you do those things, you're going to need to take the faith with you, because there are some important things about faith that's going to help you to keep going and to keep looking forward and not worried about those bags, because it's already checked in. And guess what? Since it's already checked in, it's going to be loaded on that plane, and the plane's going to carry it rather than you. And that's what the Lord is saying. He says, when you bring your burdens to the Lord and you check them in, you don't worry about them anymore. You don't keep asking the tenants, how are my bags doing? Are they doing okay? You don't keep doing that, because you know that they're on the plane. You know that they're taking care of them. And that's what God expects. When you bring your burdens, know that he's taking care of it. And keep the faith as a carry-on bag. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our safety for youth and young adults, as well as Christians and keeping our faith. You know, the Lord is a good God. And I know that the Lord is going to have me to say something to you that's encouraging. And what I want to say that the Lord is currently revealing is that no matter how tall your tree stands, no matter how far the branches extend, the Lord is with us to the very end. Though some shall weep and some shall cry, our God is a man who shall never lie. We shall stumble, yet we shall not fall. God is our strength, our one and all. As I conclude, and I hear many cries, the Lord is catching your tears, your soul shall lie. Yet the Lord is our strength, and he shall help. The Lord is our God, and he shall never leave. We shall behold his face and hold on to our faith. We shall continue to trust in him, and it shall never break. Though we have to wait for God to answer, we must hold on to our faith and love our Master. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you today, whether you know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's time to get closer unto him. It's time to know God for yourself, because as I say, no man or woman knows the day or know the hour, but we know that the Lord is coming back. And we know that he's coming back to bring blessings. We know that he's coming back to take a few people with him, to rapture a few people. And we also know that we put our faith and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a ministry. This is just a blog talk radio ministry. But the Lord revealed to me a couple of months ago. He said, this is very rich with the word of God. And he says, because it's so rich with the word of God and it's just a small show, he says he shall increase it and expand. But we have to appreciate the small things in life. And he says, when we begin to appreciate the small things in life, such as having small faith, and when the Lord blesses us, in a mighty way, and we will appreciate that, he's able to expand. But I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to you, not because of the things that he's going to do or the things he has done, but because he is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and because he can lead and guide us to the will of God and to righteousness. So I really recommend the Lord to you today. And I tell you what, the Lord is just awesome. He's a friend. He's constant in season and out of season. He will stick with you. He will listen to you. He will dry your tears away. But you have to take your burdens unto him, and you have to take your faith. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I'm going to play one more song entitled He is Faithful, because the Lord wants us to know that He is faithful. He wants us to know that He will help us. He wants us to know that He loves us, and He wants us to live long and prosper. And so as you listen to this song, He is Faithful, I want you to think about how faithful God has been to you just today, or last week, or how faithful you need God to be to you this coming week. Because I tell you what, the Lord is always going to be faithful. He's always going to show up, right? Every morning the Lord is going to show up. But the question is, are you going to show up? And when you show up, are you going to bring your faith? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Karen Showell with He is Faithful.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true.
Believe, yet He's so faithful.
Again, I recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. I have a few announcements to make, and then I will bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spiritual Guide on the Go is in your local bookstores. If you go to Follis.com, if you go to Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com, BarnesandNobles.com, or bookworld.com, that's BOOKWHIRL.com, you will find that particular spiritual guide on the go, which is only 40 pages long and will empower and uplift you as you go on your way. In addition to that, gospel artists, artists, promoters, authors, writers, publicists, actors, actresses, anyone who is positive in the community, please reach out to Our Freedom Love. That is Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. And I want to thank God first and those individuals who are reaching out to me, who are gospel artists, radio personalities, and other individuals. I thank you so, so much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Be sure that you also mark down October 17th and 18th, as Ms. Oprah Winfrey will be in Texas. Please be sure to mark that down and also watch the calendar. In addition to that, make sure you mark down November 2nd, as Ms. Tamla Mann will be in Killeen, Texas. So be sure to mark that down as well. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to take care of our youth. It's very important that we become shepherds for our children who are our sheep. It's very important that we do that. Make sure that you know where they are at all times. Make sure that you also lead them and guide them in the path in which they shall go so that they will not go on the wrong road. If you remember, when we talk about Saul, before his name was Paul, he was going off not only in his mind, but he was walking into a path in which he should not have been walking, and the Lord had to stop him. And the Lord requires that we as shepherds stop our children when they're walking in the wrong path. And he also requires that we lead them in the right direction, so be sure to do that. In addition to that, I just want to thank God, my family, and friends for your listening support. I appreciate it so much. And as I said before, if there are any events going on, be sure to let me know about those, and I will try to announce those or get the events posted. I do know that the Tom Joyner Morning Show has a virtual career fair going on. So if you click on to a particular link, if you go to Facebook, Tom Joyner, then be sure to register for a virtual career fair. That means that it will be online. And they're looking for individuals in the marketing field and many other fields as well. In addition to that, just know that Madam Judge Maybelline is coming out with a series. She is back, actually. And the Love of Jesus Ministry will have an opportunity to interview her as well. And also, as I said before, she has a series coming out. So be sure to look for that particular series. As you know, she did play on one of Tyler Perry's particular sitcoms, which was so funny. And so be sure to check out that. In addition to that, just make sure that you're praying one for another. Make sure you can continue to encourage each other. Make sure you continue to just be faithful unto God and go to God. Not only go to God when you're going through the storms of life, but get to know who God is. I tell you, he's a friend. He's a father. He's just everything that you need him to be. And so just go to God and know that God is always with us and know that God will take care of us. On tomorrow, God's will, we will have the opportunity to interview Miss Liz Black of WBLS. She is a radio personality. I have actually been following her ministry for about 2 years. She's out of New York, the New York area. She's very prominent. She deals with a lot of gospel artists, and she always has open mic shows. She works with new gospel artists. She works with established gospel artists, and I just challenge you to check out her ministry, because you will not be disappointed, because she has a phenomenal ministry. Her radio shows are excellent. And so just check her out. And her name is Miss Liz Black, and we will interview her on tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, God's will, we will pray with love. And then I have another special guest who is a radio host, Miss Denise. She will be on the radio on Thursday, and I will give you that particular time. So without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. And this is your host, Afrita Love, signing off.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.